Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has been in line over Cousins long enough. I hope he's out of the line now. So after watching that terrible game last night, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bus Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Spark, how you doing, bud?
Most guys wanted to vasectomy after watching that game last
night. You know what? I was thinking of you, us, today, trying to do this. Now, you're not going to be there tonight, and it's probably because you fell ill after watching that game, but what the hell, man? I mean, I don't even know. Joe Prunty said, look, no energy, you know, no the horrible effort. You know, I don't know what you want to call it. There's no lipstick to put on this pig last night. It was a bad basketball game.
Same stuff we heard after games with Jason Kidd as head coach. Same thing. Look, I don't know. I don't want to be Debbie Downer on this team or whatever, but that is what this team has been for 2 or 3 years. This is kind of how this goes. So, you know, Giannis talking about, you know, going out there. And I mean, in the first quarter, they just got smoked. I think part of it was they were buying into what was being said, which is, well, the Magic got home at 2:35 in the morning and they didn't land till da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, they've been so horrible lately. And I mean, everything you saw coming out before that game yesterday said, well, the Bucks would kill them. I mean, this should be easy. And I think the Bucks bought into that of they heard all the same stuff we heard. They said, well, we got this. No big deal. And they went out there and they got absolutely rolled in the first quarter. They come fighting all the way back to get the lead and then don't score for like the last 4 minutes of the third quarter. And then Brandon Jennings, again, you know, he has almost a triple-double, and then he barely played last night and isn't effective at all in the few minutes that he is out there. I shook my head at the whole thing. And these are games you have to win. You know, if you want that first-round draft pick, then you need to get out of the 7 or 8 seed. And thank God Miami's playing horrible, too, because that's helping you, you know, not be worse than you are at this point. So you're still in the 7-0 because Miami sucks, but just ridiculous.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I completely agree with that. When you look at this team and you think, okay, what can they do differently? Should they be playing Jabari and then setting him, say, the last 6 minutes of the first quarter, bringing him back in the second, manage his minutes so he's on the floor late in games?
They got to figure out that exact issue as far as, you know, where do you want to use Jabari and when do you want to use him? This is the problem with that theory. The problem is, okay, we're going to play him 24 minutes a night, and we're going to play him 18 minutes, and we're going to hold him for the last 6 minutes of the game. Well, what then happens, and again, I'm just playing devil's advocate, what then happens if, you know, before Jabari comes back in, you're up by 15 points, now you don't need him. Do you not play him, or do you still run him out there to get his run during the game to get his points or whatever? Right? It puts everybody in a difficult position when he's on his minutes limit, and now you're trying to figure out, well, I'm going to save him for the last 5-6 minutes of the game so I know I have him. But then you may not need him. Do you still run him out there? So, yeah, I don't know. They're in a very difficult situation right now. But none of that has anything to do with effort. Nothing at all. I mean, Middleton was furious last night. He said, you know, we'll get our butt, I'll use the right word, you know, we'll get our butts beat by anybody in this league if we play with that type of effort. But he's been on that team the entire time that they've had this problem. So has Giannis. So has Jabari. So has Henson. Majority of this roster has been through this for a couple of years. Bledsoe may not have been, but he's coming from a losing team too. So it's just, it's really frustrating because now you have Atlanta at home Saturday, 90s night, at Belviv DeVoe at the Bradley Center for that, which will be fun on St. Patrick's Day. And again, you better win that game. And then it's prime time against Cleveland and the Cavaliers Monday night on ESPN. So part of me says, well, okay, they blew it against Orlando. But when the lights are on in the playoffs, they're going to bring it. They won't have this issue. And the other part of me says, well, are you really sure about that? So I don't know. I don't know what to make of this team.
Is Bledsoe good for this team?
I don't know. He's not the distributor that I think people wanted him to be when he got in here. You know, he has his moments. Remember when we first went back and we said about Eric Bledsoe of how we were going to play this, I had mentioned that bring him off the bench, let him just be a scorer on that second unit and not worry about anything else. And then let Brogdon be that point guard, let him be the distributor. He doesn't have to score necessarily to be happy or whatever at the end of the day. And they didn't do that. They put Brogdon in. or they put Bledsoe right into the starting lineup in those first few games. Boy, he looked like a rock star, and clearly, you know, I said on here, well, okay, it's working, so I was wrong. But now, because you don't have Brogdon, you don't have that as a possibility. You don't have Dellavedova, so that's not a possibility. And Jennings just got here and has, like, a practice in the two games. So that's not a possibility either. And he's on a 10-day contract, so that's not happening. So it is what it is at this point. You're going to have to continue to play him in the starting lineup. And that second unit, if that's what you're going to do, you need to let Jennings get more run, because there's going to be nights where he's going to be 1 of 8. Okay, fine. But there's going to be nights where he's going to catch fire, and on those nights, he can win you a basketball game single-handedly off the bench. And those are the nights that you want. And those nights where he's not playing well, because he is older, he is 28, it's not all about Brandon Jennings, he understands what his role is on this team, he can still get you up and down the floor, can still distribute, he can still help you out in other facets.
Are we really sitting here today saying that I think the linchpin for this team to have any kind of success is going to be when Brogdon comes back?
Yeah. Well, the problem is Brogdon's not going to be back until the end of the month, early April, right before the playoffs start. So even at that point, like Jabari, you're assuming there's going to be a minutes restriction in the playoffs. So how much of Brogdon are you really going to get to begin with at this point? I think the bigger linchpin in this whole thing, very well, could be Jabari Parker's minutes restrictions being taken off and letting him just play. That's one. I think the other thing could be how much they're actually going to let Jennings play and how big of a role they're going to let Jennings have on this team if, and this is if, they sign him for the rest of the year. And that's a big if, because we don't know yet. He's still on a 10-day contract. So They very well may not bring him back after the first 10-day contract. There won't be many people happy about it, but they may not. They may go bring somebody else in for another 10-day contract. We'll have to wait and see.
We talk about it almost every week, and I think the consensus is, as much as we like Joe Prunty, most likely he's not going to be the guy. How many pieces, because I'm here, you know, fans will say blow it up. Keep Jabari, keep Giannis, everything else becomes expendable. I think there's probably a few more pieces on this team that you don't want to live without, but you're not going to be able to get rid of all the bad contracts and bad basketball unless you give up something good. So is everybody on this team except for Giannis touchable, or is Giannis untouchable as well? I mean, I would assume that we keep Giannis and he's the untouchable. Everything else is built around him.
If you want to win now, and this is about winning championships in the next 3 to 4 years, if that's what you're trying to do, then everybody's touchable except Giannis. Everybody can be moved, but the big but in this whole deal is you have to get proven stars back in these deals. You can't be trading for future draft picks and all this other hocus-pocus stuff.
Right.
Draft and development days are done. You have to win now. So if that's what it's going to be, and you're going to blow this thing up and trade away half this roster, and you can get two proven, legitimate NBA star players that can score the basketball to play with Giannis, fine, go for it. And then see what happens over the next couple of years. Because, again, looking at this roster, knowing the pending free agency for Middleton and Bledsoe in 2019, that's kind of where you're at right now. If they go into the playoffs as a 7 or 8 seed and they lose to Toronto or Boston's really banged up, but if they lose to Toronto or Boston in the first round again, it's not going to matter if they're a 7 or 8 seed. Most Bucks fans are going to be livid that once again they go in and they lose in the first round and they still can't win a playoff series. That's going to be the feeling. And you have a brand new arena that you're walking into coming up in October. So
That's
not the feeling you want as a Bucks franchise going into the offseason.
Yep, no, I completely agree. I said it last night. I did a piece last night that said, what am I looking forward to? Giannis in a new building. Right now, that's about it. You're looking forward to Giannis in a new building because you don't look to consistency as far as winning basketball goes. I completely agree. Steve, good stuff, and we'll chat again next week, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Bob, talk to you later. There you go. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.